Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, when Bobby Blades and I were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions. How do we record an episode? How do we get our show into all the apps people like to listen to? How do we make money from our podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free. That's one of my three favorite four-letter F words. It's also ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you could get paid to podcast right away. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Now, admittedly, I am not a rocket surgeon. I'm not tech savvy. I need things to be super simple. Anchor makes it easy for us. We create the content and Anchor does all the rest of the work. I dig that the most. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join the Inhumans and a diverse community of like-minded degenerate podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. You know I'll be listening.
This is Dr. Boris Orlok of Happy Horror Coffee Break, old-time horror radio show! And you're listening to a Fourth Hand production. Ill Radio!
Welcome to the weird and mysterious world of the Inhuman Experience, a paranormal podcast where we explore the strange and unexplained. Coming to you from the mothership directly above the Uncanny Valley, my name is Bobby Anthem, alias Dreadlock Holmes, and with me as always, my partner, my ace, my fellow Inhuman, Bobby Blades. I say with me, but of course you know how these things go. I'm not available to take part in this conversation. And it is a conversation because sitting in for me today is our boy Jay from Conspiracy Cafe. You know him, you love him, you want to hear more of him. So yeah, he's sitting in, and Jay and Bobby Blades are talking about the mysterious circumstances surrounding the death of Elisa Lam. If you're not familiar with Elisa Lam, and this one is a doozy. Yeah, she's the Canadian college student whose body was found in a water tank on top of a Los Angeles, California hotel. There's elevator video that's just unsettling and downright creepy. There's a lot of mystery surrounding this one, and it's easy to get caught up in the mystery. And when I think about the mystery, I just end up with more and more questions. And as I come up with more and more questions, I just end up with a bigger and bigger headache. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go and meditate and try to soothe this headache. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Bobby Blades and Jay from Conspiracy Cafe so that maybe they can make a little bit more sense of the mystery surrounding the death of Elisa Lam. That's coming up after this.
Hello, listeners of Random Other Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cogswell, here with my co-host, Marie Mayhew.
Hey, everybody.
If you like podcasts like whatever podcast this is, then come listen to the Mad Scientist Podcast, a weekly show on the history, philosophy, and hard science between fringe and paranormal claims. Marie, what are some topics we've covered in the past?
We have covered UFOs. We've covered economic collapse. We have covered cats.
We did cover cats pretty mm-hmm. distinctly.
Yes.
If you like podcasts and a little bit of humor and a little bit of singing
and some cats,
come listen to the Mad Scientist Podcast, please.
Shoot.
The whole case is crazy, man. You want to get into like who she was and
yeah,
what she was doing there?
Yeah, let's start from the beginning.
So that article I sent you is pretty good. Want me to go? Want me to tell you what was going
yeah, on? Yeah. It's better than me reading off this entire page.
All right, so Elisa Lam is a Canadian college student. She went to the University of BC, British Columbia in Vancouver, 21 years old, and she was on a solo vacation as a little getaway from school for a little bit. And you see, that having a daughter, that makes me a little weary. You know, a 21-year-old going to the fucking Skid Row, the slums of L.A., on a trip. You know, her whole solo trip was around the west coast of the states, and you know, she's in LA and she stays at the Cecil Hotel. Which is, you could do a show in itself of the Cecil Hotel. It's just a creepy place. So many murders and suicides have happened at the Cecil Hotel. I mean, they've since changed the name because they don't want to be, you know, trying to put a new brand on it.
Yeah, we should probably do a show about that, the hotel itself.
Yeah, 100%. You could, for sure, man, for sure. So yeah, so she's on a little solo vacation, and she checked in with her parents every single day, you know, to let them know she was all right. On January 31st, they didn't hear from her, and that was the day she was scheduled to check out of the Cecil Hotel. Her parents eventually called the police. The police came and searched the premises, could not find her. Soon after the search, police released a four-minute surveillance video taken from the inside of one of the elevators. And that is the video that is, it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life, man. We should probably say, before we get into all this, although I do believe she was 100% murdered, she was taking medication for bipolar disorder. It was all prescribed. They had a toxicology report released. It did show the presence of Wellbutrin and Seroquel. But however, the blood was not tested because of the decomposing body. They couldn't get blood. Okay. So, but they did say that they did not find any illegal drugs or alcohol in her system. Because if you watch this video, you would swear to God she is tripping on acid.
Yeah, she's fucking... She's talking to nobody, waving her arms. It's just fucking... And it, like, not even her. It's like, once you watch the video, it's like you're tripping on acid too. Because she's just there. She's hitting several buttons in sequence. I'm watching it right now, actually. So she's... I think she just hit 5 buttons.
Yes.
And she's waiting and looking around, and it's just like, why aren't the elevator doors closing? And she peeks her head out the door and then ducks right back in immediately and then hides against the wall.
Yeah, like she sees something out there 100%. And then you see her back into the corner.
Yeah, it looks like she's fucking smiling right now, though. I don't know if that's just the camera.
Yeah, because her lips are actually pixelated, because there's a part in the video where she's speaking to what appears to be somebody.
Oh, okay.
And it almost, to me, it seems like, all right, we don't want anybody, you know, being able to read her lips.
Yeah.
So we're going to pixelate her lips. Now, in this video, it's like a 4-minute long video. The timestamp is blurred out, which is also crazy to me.
And it's not only blurred, but it's actually got some other typesetting over it.
Right.
It's all black and it's got some typeset on it, like a different kind of font covering the entire timestamp.
Right. You cannot, you cannot see the time. Now, I know that over a minute is missing from this footage. And like, I'll play devil's advocate here for a minute. That could be because maybe perhaps somebody walked by and they didn't want their identity known.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe somebody walked by, because if someone walks by, that might be 2 seconds. Why a whole minute long? Maybe somebody was talking to her and trying to help her. Who knows, man? Who knows? But there's over a minute missing. And the video, if you just pull up the video and watch the 4-minute long video, the video is slowed down, by, I want to say, by like 130%.
Okay, so the video I'm watching right now is slowed down because she in reality, she would be actually moving a lot faster. All right, I didn't see this before, but she's... After she does her little talking to nobody, she starts pressing a bunch of buttons again. And then she walks outside the elevator and she starts talking again to whoever's out there.
Yeah, and you see her hand movements, like she's trying to reach at something that's not there.
Yeah, yeah. She's touching the inside of the elevator right now.
Yeah, and then even like in the hallway, she's like almost like reaching to grab something that is just not there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know she wears glasses and she doesn't have her glasses on here. So I don't know why she's pushing all the buttons. Now, all right, go real quick. Tell me your thoughts on this one. Go to like 224 of that video.
All right, 224. Let's see.
Yeah, 223, 224-ish.
All right, I'm at 223.
Okay, now like at 227-ish, watch. Okay, you'll see she's standing outside the elevator. You know, you see like just the right half of her.
All right, hold up.
And her...
227, right?
Yeah, somewhere like that. Go a little bit earlier so you see.
At about 227. I see her leg.
Yeah, okay, at about 227, you'll see her move her right leg, like she'll swing it around to start walking. And it almost looks to me like there's another foot in the, like when she moves her right foot around, you can see another foot. Now, it could be her left heel.
Yeah, because it's the same shoe.
Yeah, it's weird though, man. It's...
Oh, wait, no, it's... Holy crap.
It shouldn't be there. We're in that position.
No, because her body is in a different position.
Right. It just doesn't look right to me.
Ooh. Damn, I got the chills again. This is fucking weird, man.
Like, it could be her left heel, but I don't know, man. It's not in a position where it should be. It's almost... The right foot almost looks like it crosses over.
You ever see those possession videos when like the girls are possessed and their fucking body moves in those weird ways? It's like their bones are breaking as they're moving. Right. Yo, her leg stayed in the same place pointing towards the right side while her left leg swung around and she walked off.
Yeah, and her left leg would be to the left of her right leg, not to the right of her right leg. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now I gotta turn this off. The door keeps opening and closing. That's weird as hell.
Yeah, that's another weird thing, man. So, at my job, you know, sometimes I have an elevator key, you know, that I use. And sometimes I'll have to leave the door open because I'm loading shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put the key in there and, you know, stop it. And the door will stay open for as long as you want it to until you turn that key again, you know? Now, I know she was in there, you know, she pushed a bunch of buttons when she first got in. And that might have fucked something up. Who knows? It's an old hotel. But to me, she was inside that elevator without crossing the threshold long enough to where that door should have closed.
Oh, yeah. I think it waits about 5 seconds, and then if the sensors don't activate, then the door's just shut. At least that's how it works with the elevators up here.
Right. No, yes, it's same. But unless you have a key. If you have a key, then it will stay open. So it to me, it's almost like... Okay, another weird thing real quick. This is the only surveillance video... This 4 minutes is the only video that is out.
All right. So they got cameras. This has to do with it. So they probably got cameras all throughout that hotel, right?
Absolutely.
You could see her walking the hall. You could see her going to her room. I don't know if they got cameras in the room, but like, I'm sure the hallways are under surveillance.
Yeah, man, I would think so. Yeah. You know, the lobby, all that, I'm sure of it, man.
Right, so people would see her walking the hall, going to her door, leaving her room, you know, going outside. I mean, come on, we live in a place that's under surveillance, like almost 24/7 now.
Right.
So that elevator video can't be the only one.
Yeah. Now, another weird thing is, okay, when she first checked in, she actually checked into a hostel-style room. And had roommates. So I guess the hotel doubles as a hostel. I have no idea. I never stayed in a hostel. But so when she first checked in, she was in a hostel room with roommates. And her roommates complained of odd behavior from her. That's all they said. They didn't say what kind of odd behavior. They just said odd behavior. So the manager on duty or whatever switched Elisa to a room of her own, a private room all by herself. Hmm. Now, like, I start thinking of every possible scenario, man. Like, you know, what if some shady shit? And I have some posts, some tweets and shit that she wrote that I'll get into in a minute. And I mean, she mentions like a creeper and shit like that. So what if she checks into this hostel and, yeah, you know, she goes out, you know, for the day or whatever. Because she did go out. She went to a bookstore. She asked the bookstore lady, has a comment like, yeah, she was really nice and lively and talkative. And she was, you know, wondering what she could get for her family. So she was planning on going home because she was buying shit for her family. So what if she went out and someone really just fucking creeped her out? And when she got back to her hostel, you know, she was like checking the fucking, what do you call it? The little hole that you look out, the keyhole, not the keyhole,
but
yeah, the peephole. You know, what if the odd behavior was her, you know, checking the peephole every fucking 5 minutes because somebody creeped her the fuck out and she was scared to death. What if that was the odd behavior?
Right. There could have been somebody following her.
Yeah, and her roommates didn't know that. Maybe she didn't tell them. I start thinking of every possible thing.
And so she could have been set off by something. And maybe she just was like, all right, acting all paranoid after that because somebody said something to her. Maybe somebody tried following her or getting her number. Right. I mean, because she was a beautiful girl.
So. Yeah, she was, man. Such a shame, man. And, you know, this one, on my show, this was the third episode I ever did, man. So almost like a year ago. And I remember this one being really hard to do the research because, you know, I have a daughter that at the time was 16. And it's like, fuck, man, that is just, this one was hard to do the research for, man. It was a little rough. I'm going to talk about her blogs that she was writing because she was fucking on social media every single day of her vacation.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so she, the last time she was seen was January 31st. That was the last time she was seen. That was when this video was shot. So on her blog, January, I don't know where, what blog, I don't know if it's still out there. I don't know if you guys can find it. January 26th, 11:31 p.m., she writes, I'm going out tonight. I really hope no creeper comes near me. Seriously, though, those Italians and Mexican guys go after you strong. That you show the slightest inclination and they hound you.
Hmm. Okay.
That was at 11:31. Now, later that same night, at 3:53 morning, actually, the next day. But at 3:53 a.m., you know, she says, the speakeasy was awesome, except I lost a cell phone. Sigh. Hashtag, it's not even mine. Hashtag, it's my friend's old BlackBerry. He's lending it to me. Well, not lend. He doesn't want it anymore. So, I mean, she lost a cell phone that night, on the 27th, or morning 27th, actually. So, now, I mean, it's just weird that she mentions a creeper coming near her.
Yeah, and she went by herself there, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because says here her family had been wary of her traveling by herself, but she was determined to do it alone. As a compromise, she made sure to check in with her parents every day of the trip to let them know that she was safe.
Right.
Yeah, yep. So, like, did she meet people there that she called friends? I'm kind of wondering that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm sure, like, from what I gather doing the research, she seemed like a really outgoing girl, you know, talkative and outgoing.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she met some friends, you know, I'm sure she met some people there. She went to a bookstore. Katie Orphan was a manager of this bookstore. It was around the corner, right around the corner from the hotel. Now Katie Orphan says, you know, she met Elisa when she came in the store. She was very outgoing, very lively, and very friendly. She also said that Elisa was talking, you know, to her about books, what books she was getting and whether or not what she was getting, if it would be too heavy for her to carry around, you know, as she traveled more or even take home with her. So she did plan on going home. You know, she had all inclinations pointed to her going home, you know, lest we think it was a suicide.
Right, and there's so many other ways to commit suicide.
Right, man, right. So, oh, man, yeah, the video just fucking, that foot creeps me out.
It's so weird. It's fucking creepy, dude. And I got to tell you that today was my first time seeing that video footage. And after like a minute into it, it started to get really creepy and weird. And like all the hairs on the back of my neck just stood up.
And yeah, man.
It was like I'm watching a ghost movie or something. It was really scary.
Very creepy. Man. Yep. Crazy. Fuck, man. You are. So that, you know, that video of the elevator was taken January 1st. You want to scroll through that article and read the accidental discovery of her body?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay. So
before you read that, let's talk about what the hotel guests experienced in the hotel.
Oh yeah, I forgot to ask you about that. I did want to know like what was going on with the rest of the people in the hotel.
Well, I know that on the fourth floor there was, you know, people, I think that video was on the fourth floor, and a guy came out later and said I was on the fourth floor. Nobody even questioned me, you know? So, but I would say a couple weeks, you know, after that video was published, and that was February 19th. Yeah, exactly 2 weeks after the video was published. All right, so the hotel guests, you know, they go and they turn their water on, and the water comes out kind of black and it smells really bad.
Oh.
And so they're like, they said the front desk got so many calls complaining about the water. So that, I mean, I think you guys know where we're going with this.
Yeah. If you don't, you're about to find out.
Oh yeah. So go ahead with that, man. The accidental discovery of her body.
All right. So on February 19th, 2 weeks after the video was published by the authorities, maintenance worker Santiago Lopez found Elisa Lam's body dead body floating in one of the hotel water tanks. Lopez made the discovery after responding to complaints from hotel patrons about low water pressure and a weird taste. Now, oh gosh. Ugh. No. Oh man, no. Just no.
Uh-uh.
According to a statement by the chief of the Los Angeles Fire Department, the tank in which Lam's body was found had to be drained completely and then cut open from the side to remove her 5'4" frame. Nobody knows how Lam's corpse, floating lifelessly next to the same clothes she wore in the surveillance video, ended up in the hotel's water tank, or who else might have been involved. Hotel staff told authorities that Lam was always seen by herself around the hotel premises.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, no.
That's...
I'm thinking about the taste. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like no. Brushing your teeth and you're... Ugh.
Just no.
And that's another thing. She was completely naked in the water tank.
And her clothes were right next to her, they said, right?
Yep, almost like their clothes were almost like folded up or whatever, and just... I guess not folded up if they were floating around, but yeah, her clothes were right next to her, but she was completely naked in this water tank.
Whew.
That's fucking weird also.
Yeah.
And when they did the autopsy, they didn't notice, and there was no signs of sexual assault at all.
Would they be able to tell from a bloated body like that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's all like, I don't know, man. I don't know how long semen... I mean, it sounds gross to say, but I don't know how long semen sticks around. I have socks that it's stuck around with.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you'd be able to really tell that.
And I'm not sure.
But there was no signs of trauma at all.
No signs of trauma. Okay.
Almost like she just... And we'll talk about in a little bit how hard it would have been for her to get up there, let alone open the thing. Now, when this guy Lopez found her, the tank lid was open. Now, if you go on, you look at pictures of these tanks, they're fucking huge.
Yeah, they're... All right, let's just say they're about the size... Two people tall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fucking, yeah, they're gigantic. And how the hell do you open it? Where's the opening for it, first of all? I don't see an opening.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Now, unless they're talking about that skinny little square lid, but how the fuck does a person fit inside that square-ass lid right there?
Right. No, they, from what I understand, that entire fucking circular lid was opened up on a hinge.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah.
And there's like, they say there's no fucking way this little 21-year-old, 5'4" girl could open this lid.
Yeah, because what does she weigh, like 90 pounds?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, fuck that shit.
And then, you know, she has to surpass the alarm system. We'll get into that in a second here, but she would have a hard time getting on the roof, let alone opening that lid.
Yeah, and then, you know, unless when it opens was somebody lid, from the inside.
Let me just get completely naked and jump in here.
Yeah, I want to go for a swim.
Yeah. Maybe she thought it was the hot tub.
Maybe, yeah. But
I'm going up to the penthouse.
Fucking
fancy.
Yeah, up to the suite.
I'm fancy pants. I'm going to the hot tub in the penthouse.
Yeah, she must have been out of her mind if she were to do that and not get caught at that, because the hotel doesn't just let its patrons go up on the roof.
Right. And it says, okay, so it says here, that dude, Santiago Lopez, who was the first to find her, he describes in detail how much effort he had to exert just to find her body. Lopez said that he took the elevator to the 15th floor of the hotel. From there, you have to walk up a staircase to the roof. Then he had to first turn off the rooftop alarm and climb up on a platform where the hotel's four water tanks were. Finally, he had to climb another ladder to get to the top of the main tank. And that's when he noticed her body. Because, you know, from the smell and everything and the water pressure, he was going up there to check it. And that's, you know, he just accidentally found it. He says, I noticed the hatch to the main water tank was open. He looked inside and saw an Asian woman lying face up in the water about 12 inches from the top of the tank.
Oh, fuck.
He says his testimony suggested it would have been difficult for Lamb to make it to the top of the water tank on her own, at least with not anybody noticing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't even know what to think about that, because it's like you said, how can someone not even know what's going on? How can they bypass the alarm system, first of all, and then climb their ass all the way up to the top of that? There's just too much that doesn't add up here, man.
Yeah. And then even the hotel's chief engineer, he made it clear that it would be difficult for anyone to access the rooftop where the hotel water tanks were without triggering the alarms. He's like, only hotel employees would be able to deactivate the alarm properly. If triggered, the sound of the alarm would reach the front desk as well as the entire top two floors of the hotel.
Hmm.
Which makes me think that it was an employee
that
maybe killed her.
That might have been. Like, maybe the creeper that she was talking about, she didn't know that it was a hotel employee, and then found out at the time of the elevator, because that's why you don't see anybody else in the camera view other than her, but she's clearly talking to somebody.
Right. Like, he knew where to stand,
mm-hmm,
to stay away from the cameras. He had a key to the elevator, of course.
Yeah.
Which could keep that door open.
And access to the other video footage, because that's why the only footage is of her in the elevator and nothing else.
Yeah, maybe he... Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man.
Right, the breakdown pointed out three key observations. Lamb took one antidepressant. She had taken a second antidepressant and mood stabilizer recently, but not that day. And she had not taken her antipsychotic recently. The conclusion suggested that Lamb, who had been diagnosed with bipolar and depression, may not have been taking her medication properly.
Yes, right.
Ooh, okay, and it says, it's an important finding to note given that the case, the use of antidepressants to treat bipolar can risk inducing manic side effects if done without caution. Okay, yeah, but they latched onto this detail. Amateur sleuths have latched onto this detail and suggested it was a likely explanation behind her strange behavior in the elevator. Now, that's one possibility. But,
right,
like I said, being triggered by something can also cause that too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, all that could make sense. But I want to know why that door didn't close and how the fuck she got out there and open that tank. Because she didn't just fucking, you know, prance her way up there and the water tank on the top of the roof is not going to be open.
No, like, let's just say for the sake of argument that she had, like, she wasn't killed by somebody and she was this really strong, clever international super spy and she knew how to bypass alarm systems and everything. I don't give a fuck if you know all that. It's going to take, if a full grown man who weighs more than her had trouble opening the hatch, then how the hell is she going to do something like that?
Right. She might work for the CIA and have, you know, access to invisibility cloaks, but she's not a superhero with superpowers.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, the whole thing is really just fucked up, man. The autopsy didn't show any foul play. But then again, you know, they weren't able to get the blood.
No, and I'm sure, I think the semen would stay in the water, but it wouldn't be viable, like, if she was attacked. So, like, you would just know that it was semen, but you wouldn't be able to figure out where it was from.
Yeah, maybe so, man. But yeah, they said there was no signs of sexual assault or trauma. And like we said before, I don't know how they can, I mean, I'm not a medical examiner, I don't know. So, and maybe there's a way they know it wasn't sexual assault. I don't know. But you would think, you know, let's see, 19 days after, you know, 19 days in the water. I'm assuming she, you know, after she left the hotel, nobody ever saw her again. She was in the water tank.
Mm-hmm.
19 days, you're going to be pretty fucked up and bloated.
Yeah.
I would think. I don't know how long it takes to sit in the water to be bloated, but I think 19 days would probably do it, I'm guessing.
It might, or it might start to do something.
Yeah, so maybe, like, that's, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's, this one gets me, man. I don't know. I think she was murdered.
Yeah, I really do too, because suicide just doesn't seem plausible in this situation.
No, not to me, man. She seemed like, and like you said, man, you know, you mentioned it, and, you know, I also, you know, suffer some pretty bad depression at times. I've taken Wellbutrin and Seroquel, and, you know, maybe she did have a manic episode. And I mean, maybe you have no plans whatsoever, not even the thought in your head to commit suicide, and then maybe you have one of these manic episodes and you just really don't know what you're doing. But I just can't get over her opening the door or the lid on that thing.
Yeah, I can't get that either. And I don't know, just from that thing, even if she's talking to no one there, you would think the investigators on that would say, all right, well, we've got one angle. Let's pull up all the other angles from the hotel because we know that, you know, there's more than one camera.
Right,
we got
right.
The elevator camera, but then you got the hall cameras. You got the cameras on the street to find out where she's been.
Right. And this is 2013. You watch that video. It looks like you're playing a fucking a PlayStation 1 game. Not even.
Yeah.
It's like you're playing a pixelated Super Mario.
It is. It's pixelated to hell, man.
I mean, it's 2013. You would think that they would have a pretty decent camera in there. And, I mean, the timestamp being, you know, it's unreadable. That's weird to me. Her lips pixelated is a little weird. That foot fucks me right up, man.
Yeah, it does. Well, there's a lot. Like, just her face. You can see every aspect of her face except for her lips, and that's why I thought she was smiling.
Right.
But it was actually the pixelation on her lips only that made it look like she was smiling when she was hiding in the corner there.
Right. I mean, whatever she was going through, look, if somebody was out there or if it was all in her head, she was fucking scared to death of something, man. Like, scared to death. Look, I've done a bunch of acid in my fucking earlier days. I've done DMT and had a fucking 20-minute conversation with Jimi Hendrix through the TV. He handed me a pencil through the TV. So I would understand all of that if they found that in her system.
Yeah. And how long does that kind of thing stay in your system? Like LSD, DMT?
Yeah, you know what? That's true too, man. Maybe it was gone. But if you die, does it still... I don't know. Like, if you die, does it stay with you because you're not pushing it out or...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, does it...
Yeah.
Does it break down, like, the chemicals break down in the body and become something else?
Right. Yeah, because they say they didn't find anything, but fuck, it was, you know, 19 days later.
Mm-hmm. And in water, too.
Right.
So it's not like she's out in the elements. She's inside of a, I guess it could be almost a vacuum because she's in a water tank. There's not really oxygen coming into that place, right? Because it's closed.
But the lid was open.
Oh, the lid was open. Okay.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, man. 19 days, that fucking, nobody checks a water tank for 19 days. The lid's fucking rain and nasty ass shit
right,
getting in there.
Right, holy shit.
19 days, the whole fucking lid's open. Nobody checked that shit.
Yeah, that's fishy as hell, dude.
Hey, you would think there would be a day or two check on that shit, you know?
Yeah, you think they would do that at least once a week.
Yeah, a little checklist. I gotta go check this out. Yeah, everything looks good.
Make sure there's no squirrels dead in the water tank floating face down.
Yeah, you're right. Kind of anything thing. Could get in there. That fucking thing's open for 19 days. Man.
Yeah, birds could shit in that water, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, so either she opened that thing up or somebody really is fucking horrible at their job and should not be working.
Like, I can see if they left it open, then maybe, just maybe, she climbed her way up there and wanted to go for a swim and drowned. But I really don't see that happening, man. I'm very skeptical about this.
You brought up a good point there. Like, if the water tank was half full... Then, yeah, if she fell in, she could not get out. But I would like to know how much it rained from January 31st to February 19th, because the guy Lopez said she was 12 inches from the top of the tank.
Yeah, that ain't much.
She could fucking reach her arm up there and climb right out.
Oh, yeah.
12 inches, man.
Fuck.
So that, I mean, if it was half full... And she fell in, yeah, you can't get out and you can't tread water that long. You're probably going to die.
And how many days of rain would it take to fill that up?
Right.
To get 12 inches from the top.
Right. Yeah, all good questions, man. And, you know, we'll fucking never know.
Yeah, I've never heard of those, like, water tanks on buildings. Because I thought everybody got their water from the same place, not from the top of buildings. I always thought it just came from like a reservoir or something.
Yeah, like pipes, fucking, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
But
yeah,
I guess...
Yeah, how often do they fill those up, man?
Yeah.
Apparently not within 19 days.
No, I guess not. Yeah. Unless those things are specifically to catch rainwater and turn it into tap water. I don't know, it's fucking weird, dude. Honestly,
yeah,
I don't know
weird,
what that's
man.
For.
And the other three are closed, shut down tight, and that one is, the one she's in is wide open.
Yeah. And not only that, but the one I was looking at with all them firemen there, they were, all four were closed. I don't see an open one here.
Oh.
Like, you were looking at the picture, right, with all the detectives and everything there. And there's one fireman standing on top of one of the tanks, but all four
yeah.
are closed.
Right. Yeah, they're all closed.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, my God.
A Very Brady Podcast. Join host Tack Van Sickle and his guest each week as they hilariously dissect the iconic TV show, The Brady Bunch, one episode at a time.
He was so creepy, though. That guy was like, he's like, I guarantee you, if they could have really done the show the way they want to do it, like he was going to have a cup to the door listening in that night.
In their room. A look back at a simpler time where everything was groovy.
So her kids almost wrecked their marriage. Her employee shames her and she like thanks both of them. It's awesome.
So grab your potato sack and head out to the backyard for some fun.
She's in her own room.
Like, what did we tell her about sleeping?
Like they went and got the entire family for dad to pick her up and put her in her bed 2 feet away from the desk.
And obviously before they did that, they also said, family, go get your bathrobes. Everyone needs to be in a bathrobe.
A Very Brady Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere podcasts are available.
They have some compromising pictures of Alice that they could have used to blackmail her and keep her there. I've seen those pictures, and Alice is hotter than you think. I'm going to just put that out there and say it.
That blue dress doesn't do justice?
No, it does. For me, that blue dress does everything.
Far out.
You're a bad man, Tack. You're a bad human. There's a lot of weird in this show.
Yeah, look at all that. Okay, you have to climb up a ladder over on the left side just to get up to the top where you could have access to the water tank, because good luck trying to get in the tanks from any other place there.
Right, that red ladder you're talking about where the guy's standing?
Yep.
Yeah, and then you'd have to walk over here, jump down.
Yeah, into one of the tanks. How the hell do you lift that when you jump down?
Right, man. You'd have to stand on where he's standing. You'd have to stand on that. How do you get the leverage from standing on this water tank to open that one? Because I'm assuming, I don't know, I'm guessing that the one that they're looking at was the one she was found in.
Yeah, maybe.
But now, the only thing I can think of is that maybe somebody fucking did leave that lid open and she's fucking walking on this roof and just fucking fell in. Because if you fall off this roof and that thing's open, you're going in.
Yeah, and she could have hit her head and knocked herself out and drowned right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some log or something, man, that, you know, hey, these were checked on, you know, January 30th.
Yeah.
They all look good. And then you would be able to trace that back. Okay, who checked these last? Somebody leave this open?
Right, because you're going to, if you're running a hotel, you've got to make sure your guests aren't getting sick. And like I said, there could be birds flying above, shitting in the water. There could be other animals getting into the tanks.
Yeah, you can't. That has to be one of the most important things that you check with this thing, is it can't be open.
Yeah.
It's on the roof. There's nothing, no blockage at all.
Right. You got nothing. You got open sky.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, man, but I keep going back to the elevator video and where she was talking to somebody, and I really think that she was, like, killed and then dumped into the vat there.
100%. That's what I think, for sure, man. And then, like I said, you can go on YouTube and find the video that's the actual time, the correct speed, and it looks way less creepy when she's moving her hands. Because when it's, you know, slowed down 130%, it looks like she's almost like slow motion raving.
Yeah.
You know, like her arms going. But when it's sped up, it looks like she's fucking like talking with her hands to somebody.
Yeah, and so when it's sped up, that video is less than 4 minutes long, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the foot thing. I mean, how can you position your body to where your heel is facing that way?
Yeah, your heel is facing to the right, and then you're moving left?
Yeah, yeah, you're standing.
Or no, sorry, standing. Your toes are pointing right, but you're moving left.
Right, and her right foot, you know, goes over to, you know, take that step to start walking.
Yeah.
And your left foot is way up there.
Man, she must have been flexible as all get out.
Yeah. I mean, I wish this was a clearer video. And
I know. I can tell it's been messed with, because first of all, the timestamp and then the pixelation of her lips and nothing else. I mean, it's like one of those Asian porn videos where they pixelate out the private parts.
Oh, the worst. So why make porn?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's fucking terrible. And, oh, dude, you said 2014, right? Man, they had HD cameras back then. Okay, this wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no. Yeah, 2013. Not that long ago, man. You got some good shit, I'm sure.
Yep, this wasn't 2007 when smartphones first came out. This was HD camera time.
Yeah. And I'm sure you can, you know, before you put this video out, you can pixelate whatever you want. You can make it, you know.
It
was probably really clear.
Yeah. And why would they cover the timestamp? Why would they do that?
Yeah, right. And a minute, over a minute, like a minute and some seconds are missing from this video. You know, from the time she got in to the time she walked out, there's over a minute missing. Now, again, like I said, somebody could have walked by, but somebody's not going to take a minute to walk by. Now, the only thing I can think of is somebody walked by and sees her freaking out and, like, stops and talks to her. But if that's the case, if I'm at a hotel and I see a 21-year-old girl or a young girl like that and is clearly not right, I'm not going to leave her alone.
No, you're going to try to get her help.
100%.
If she is talking to somebody, actually, then, you know, anybody would see that, okay, this person is in distress, there's something going on. Why don't I get, like, hotel security or call the front desk, get somebody up here to get this girl some help? Maybe she needs hospitalization, maybe she needs something.
Right.
But you're telling me that this hotel with how many floors does it have? 17?
Something like that. I'm not sure.
All right, with all these people in it, and she's the only one in the hallway and talking to nobody.
Right.
And I'm sure there's security looking through the cameras on a live feed, and they can see that, okay, this girl, there's something going on with her. Let me just send somebody up there to check out, you know, what's going on.
Right. Let's even play devil's advocate and say there's no cameras in the hallway,
yeah,
which I'm sure that there probably are. Your security can look inside these hotels. I mean, inside the elevators.
Yeah.
And for this to go on for, over 3 minutes?
Right.
And nobody sends somebody up there?
And they notice that, okay, hey, elevator number, whatever, the doors aren't closing. This person is pressing a bunch of buttons. They look to be in a state of, the urgency. They look very disturbed. You
yes.
know, but this just doesn't add up, man. It's so freaking weird.
Yeah. And then how about after she walks out? Oh, okay. Now the doors will close.
Yeah. But the funny thing is the doors close, and then when they reopen, it stays on the same floor.
Yeah, man.
So the elevator doesn't go up or down. It stays on the same floor and opens back up a couple of times.
Right. Oh, here's something I forgot to mention, man. All right. All right. Go back to the video.
Okay.
Now, all right, go like start at the beginning, I guess. You know, she apparently, I think she's looking like that because she doesn't have her glasses on. So
yeah.
Maybe she has to get all
yeah,
close.
She's getting
super
close, yeah.
But she pushes a whole bunch of buttons, which is weird.
Yeah, you're not gonna push all them. That's every floor.
Yeah, I don't know why she would do that. All right, let me see where this is.
She went from top to bottom, and now she hears something, and she's walking out to the doorway.
Yeah, all right, go to 11 seconds.
All right, hold up. 16, 13. All right, 11 seconds. All right. Yep.
Now, all right, hold on. Before you hit play, watch the door. And then I think at about 13 seconds or something, watch the fucking door. When she steps away, watch the door. Hit play and watch the door.
Okay. Oh.
It tried to fucking close, man.
Yep. But it didn't get far. It moved about a quarter of an inch.
Right, like somebody had a key out there and stopped it from opening.
Yeah, and why the hell? Okay, shit, something must have bothered her because she ducked her head out real quick, looked left and right, and then jumped right back in the elevator.
Yeah, almost like, hey, why isn't the door closing?
Yeah.
Let me look at it. Like,
and now she's hiding.
Like she like looked out of that thing, like lunged out there, like, we can't somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But the fucking door tried to close and like you, it's ever so slight. If you just go through it and just watch it, you won't even pick that up.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it at first. Yeah,
me neither, man, until somebody pointed that out. And it just tries to close ever so slightly, and then boom, opens up again.
Yeah, and then, all right, she's got a problem. She's just hanging out in front of the door. Like, man, we could pick apart this video all day long, but. Yeah.
Like, either somebody had a key and, like, stopped that door from, like, it opened up a little bit, hit the key, and then it started closing, hit that key, and opened back up.
Where would they have a key at, though? Like, isn't the elevator controlled from inside the elevator?
I can't speak for this hotel, but, like, a lot of the elevators that I mean, in schools anyways, there you have to have a key on the outside to actually get it, like, turn it on. There's a fireman's key on the outside.
Oh, okay.
In case, you know, there's an emergency, they don't, and, you know, it's not working or whatever, they have a key. So I know that's interesting, though. Like, next time I'm at a public place, I want to check an elevator seat. But I know, like, at least in all the schools that I work at, I have an elevator key because sometimes they're not on because they don't want the kids going up and down. So I have to have a key to actually turn it on to open the door.
So what do you mean? Like, you have your own kind of control room where you can see the elevator through the camera?
On the elevator itself, like where you push, like up, down, whatever.
Oh, okay.
There's a keyhole in there. So like if I go to a school and the elevator's, you know, shut off, you know, because they don't want the kids going up and down the elevator. They're not really allowed to ride the elevators. I have an elevator key, you know, on my work key ring. And while I'm standing at the elevator, you know, I put a key in there, turn it to on, and the doors will open up.
Oh, okay. And that's not in the elevator itself. Is that out front where the buttons would be to open the elevator doors?
Yeah, exactly. While the elevator's closed, I have to put a key on the outside and to get it to open.
Okay. But what I'm seeing right now, I stopped the video at 55 seconds and she's out standing out in front of the elevator doors and she's looking both right and left.
Yes.
And if somebody was out there at that time messing with a key, I think that she would probably be like, what are you doing? You know?
But you can, okay, so you can turn the key on and take it out. Or turn the elevator off and take it out. So when that elevator closes, it's like at about 9 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So at 55, that would give somebody plenty of time to, you know, haul ass behind a corner or something.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I wasn't thinking of that.
Yeah, you can actually, like, yeah, when I turn the elevator on, I can take the key out. Or I can turn it off. Like, if the elevator's already on, like this one was, I can actually turn it off.
So when you turn it off, do the doors stay open?
I don't know. Because there, you know what? Yeah, because there's some times where I've had to load some shit into an elevator. And, you know, I don't want to keep sticking my hand in there when it fucking closes. So I turn it. Yeah, there's something that I do. I haven't worked in 8 weeks, man. I don't remember.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, there's something I do with a key that keeps the elevator door open.
Okay, but say you shut the elevator off, all them buttons would no longer work, and I'm seeing all these buttons lit up that she pressed.
Yeah, I don't know if they would still light up and not work.
Yeah,
like not turning it off, like.
Yeah, I'm probably grasping at straws right now.
No, it's hard to explain. Like, I don't know that to be true. Like, if the lights would light up or not. But maybe, like, if you turn it, like, you're not turning the entire elevator off. You're just, you're turning a key to where you can't just walk up, push a button, and the doors are going to open. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're shutting the whole thing down.
Okay, so you're just kind of locking it in place.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. You're either letting the door open or close.
Okay.
That again, that's only, like, the schools that I work at. I've never had an elevator key to a public place or anything like that, so I can't really speak on that. But I know at the schools, like, I have an elevator key, a couple of them, because there's different, you know, different types, and like I can open the door so I can get in the elevator and ride it.
Mm-hmm.
yeah
but that's at 124. She's standing outside of the elevator on the in the hallway there, and the doors are still staying open. So if somebody did shut the elevator off while the doors were open, like that would be a good explanation for it. But I think the only people that have access to that would be the maintenance staff and maybe the hotel management, and that's it, because they don't really give keys to everybody.
Right. Which makes me think that it was a worker that killed her, because he was able to turn the alarms off to get up on the roof.
Right.
A worker would be the only one that could get up on the roof unnoticed without the alarms going off and shit like that. Here's something curious, man, because I want to know how long it takes, because she was out of that elevator for more than 5 seconds, and she was in that elevator for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Especially with this thing running slow. You speed that video up to normal time. And that door should have closed. So when that foot happens at like 2:27, and she gets out, how long before that elevator door finally closes? Let's see. She's out. Oh, she's out for a bit.
Let me see here.
She's out at about.
Where's the foot? Oh, I passed it. Okay, here it is.
She's actually out at about 2:04. I see her put her hand in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if the elevator is on, but okay. So here's what I'm saying.
I can't watch that. Yo, her foot. Yeah, it stays pointing towards the right, and she moves. Yeah,
it's weird, man.
Oh,
the whole foot thing gets me. So by the time that foot, okay, so say somebody out there, you know, has her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and is leading her. Maybe she's fucked up. Maybe she is having a manic depression. Somebody's taking advantage of that. And you know, you say that foot is somebody else's, and they take her away. Once she leaves, you know, then that person's gonna turn the elevator back on. So. When she leaves at about what 2:20? Okay, say 2:30. You know, she's out of view. Say he turns the. Okay, I'm gonna put the key back in and let's turn this back on. So that's one.
I got 23 seconds so far and no close. Oh, I lost count. Fuck. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that must have been about 35 seconds.
Yeah, it is a while.
And. Yeah, every elevator that I've been in, the doors, they wait maybe 5 to 10 seconds and then they close.
Yeah, and then it closes and opens up again. It's on the same floor, then it closes again and opens up again.
Yeah, and the numbers are lit up, too.
Yeah, and like if she pushed a bunch of buttons, like each floor, wouldn't that elevator go up to that floor?
Why would it open
on the same floor? Unless she just fucked something up, you know?
She might have, yeah. Because as far as I know, that's the same floor, unless the hallway looks the same on every floor.
Yeah, that's true too, man. Yeah, that's true too.
But yeah, but the door, okay, so let's say for the sake of argument that it keeps opening up on every floor that it hits. So it just went two floors already, and now the wall is different here.
Yeah, one is different. It looks orange.
Yeah, it's orange.
But it opens up a couple times on that what appears to be that same floor.
Yeah, it does. All right, so that door opened up a total of 3 times and then closes back up.
With nobody in or out.
Nope. And then that's when the video ends.
Yeah.
God damn, that's eerie, dude.
The whole video is so creepy, man.
It is, man. I'm going to have fucking nightmares tonight.
Yeah, it's really, really creepy, man. Really creepy. Whew.
Son of a bitch. And damn, where was I at before where they were talking about the backstory. Man, there was, since its opening in 1927, 16 different non-natural deaths and unexplained paranormal events, dude, at this hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's fucking
Richard
crazy.
Ramirez stayed there.
Elizabeth Short, the Black Dahlia. She was seen drinking at the bar days before her demise.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the Night Stalker.
I mean, people jumping out of windows and shit, man. I don't know if that's in this one, but I looked up some shit on here, man. People jumping out of windows, committing suicide.
Oh, they got a serial killer, Jack Unterweger. Who earned the nickname the Vienna Strangler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, man, and what makes it all the more, like, crazy is that American Horror Story Hotel did the thing about this, man.
Yeah. And then that movie, The Dark Water, with the whole fucking... It's like exactly... that, man?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? I want to... Fuck, man. There was something... Damn, I don't know if I should try to find it real quick. All right, so tuberculosis was pretty prevalent, man, around Skid Row.
Yeah.
Like, with all the homeless people, there was a lot of... tuberculosis and shit like that. I want to say there was a... I'm just going to look it up so I don't get wrong. There was a tuberculosis... I don't know if it was a vaccine or... Okay, here we go. It was a test for tuberculosis. And, you know, like I said, it was huge back then. I don't know if it still is with the homeless people around there, but it was a, you know, a lot of tuberculosis. There is a tuberculosis test that they did with a lot of these homeless people. And do you know what the test was called?
No.
The Lamb Elisa.
Oh, fuck no.
Yep.
Was it spelled the same way?
Exactly the same way. LAMELISA. Yo. With a hyphen between Lamb and Elisa.
That's fucking weird, man.
Yeah, right?
And when was this? Like, back in the like early 1900s?
No, this was... okay, on August 27th of 2009.
Oh, shit, it was that recent?
Yep, Biomed Central reported that a urine test called Lamb Elisa was a test for pulmonary tuberculosis.
Yo. No, Lamb Elisa. This makes absolutely no sense. It's like some Matrix type shit now, bro.
Yeah. And then 4 years later, Elisa Lamb.
Yeah.
That dies in there?
Yep.
Man.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Elisa Lamb's death at the hotel inspired the adaptation like Ryan Murphy's American Horror Story Hotel. Wow,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know it was her death that sparked the Horror Story Hotel to come out.
Yeah, it was kind of based on that season. Was kind of based on that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I remember I was telling about the invisible cloak shit and like that.
Yeah, the light, what was it called? Light something?
Yeah, Invisible Light Agency.
Okay, yeah.
So, and from what I, I'm like 99% sure, it's a Canadian company. And, you know, she was Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this one, so I sent you that through a message, the four theories, and this one's number two. One of the theories is that she was assassinated. This one may seem a little extreme, but some people actually think Elisa may have been assassinated, having a bizarre link to cloaking devices.
Ah, yes. It shows that her stay was right on South Main Street. The Invisible Light Agency were right there, and then her room was like directly perpendicular to that.
Yeah, right. Yup. Yeah, it says here, use Google Maps to take a look at the hotel, which is now called Stay on Main. And you'll see something called the Invisible Light Agency, and it's based inside the hotel.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I'm just reading some shit here. It says, fuck, man. This would account for her seemingly frustrated and anxious looks at some moments while playful and confused at others. And account for her feeling around and trying to tuck back into the corner to try to eliminate possibilities of where that person might be. You know, the invisible cloaking person.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been extremely psychologically distressing running from an invisible person. When the video first starts, Elisa is seen pressing the lift buttons very deliberately. Some even believe she may have been following instructions. Additionally, if someone was testing invisible technology, what better location than one where there is a history of paranormal claims where no one will believe tenants for their reputation of poverty and craziness?
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, that one's kind of far-fetched, but they're saying, fuck, man, she might have found... And she tweeted something about...
Was it, her tweet, did she name them by name, like the agency?
I don't think she named him by name. Let me see. Yeah, I'm not sure. I really can't find it, but I know she sent a tweet about some cloaking, like some invisibility cloaking shit. And yeah, some people say that she, you know, found out some way, and you know, they didn't want that out there, so that's why she was assassinated.
Shit. All right, so this one is I remember hearing the ATT boys talk about this. The Korean, the elevator game is a game in Korea. By performing this ritual, you are supposed to get a different world. According to the people that have successfully completed the game, it looks the same as the town or building you are from, but all the lights are off and you can only see a red cross in the distance. There's no other living things there except you. Some say electronics like phones, cameras, etc. don't work, while some say they do. Also, they say getting back to the real world is harder for some reason. You get disoriented and forget the elevator you came in on, or somehow the elevator seems to get further and further away as you walk toward it. So you must be in a 10 plus story building and the elevator alone. If someone is in the elevator with you, it won't work. You get on the elevator on the first floor, you press 4, and when you reach the fourth floor, don't get out and press 2. When you reach the second floor, you press 6. When you reach the sixth floor, you press 2. When you reach the second floor, you press 10. When you reach the 10th floor, you press 5. When you reach the 5th floor, a girl will come in. That woman is not human. Don't talk or look at the girl. If you do, she'll take you away. Press 1, and if the elevator instead starts going up to the 10th floor, you have succeeded. You have reached another world where there was no one except you. If you get off at the 10th floor, the girl will ask, "Where are you going?" but don't answer. Yo, that's fucking creepy. Damn. I don't know about all that now.
Yeah, I don't. That's kind of pushing my limit to believing shit like that, I guess.
Oh shit, yo! I'm looking at this picture of the water tank here, right? And those square lids do open up.
Hmm.
So, like, we're on the same page, right, where it's given the four theories about what happened to her.
Oh, let me get on there.
If you look up on number 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so it shows two of the tanks have their lids open.
Right. And it's, you know what? It looks like she could maybe fit in there.
Yeah.
Cuz go back to the first with all the firefighters just standing there.
Okay, yeah.
I'm assuming the firefighters, you know, bigger than her.
Oh yeah, definitely. And they do got them square lids on top of them.
Yeah, maybe she could have fit in there.
Yeah, she could have. But she definitely could not have jumped from the roof into that little square hole.
No, she would have had to get down there and open it up and get in that little...
Yeah.
Square. But, if you're in that little square hole, and there was only, you know, 12 inches to the top, you know, it was filled, you know, 12 inches below the surface.
Right.
So she would have been... I don't know, man. Anything is possible.
Yeah, maybe she didn't even mean to kill herself. Like, if she was having some kind of what the hell, not a manic episode, but like just some weird thing where she took too much medication. She might have been out of it, and she's like, "Oh, I want to go explore," and like she found this thing, and she's, "Let me see if I could fit in here." And mm-hmm. then, like, she realized that she couldn't get out. But I don't know. That
possible.
Yeah, I'm really grasping at straws now, man. Because it's like, if you go in, then you might be able to get out. Because if the water is only 12 inches from the top and there's nothing coming in, you know.
Oh, yeah. You just reach up there and pull yourself right out.
Yeah.
Unless she didn't want to. I don't know, man.
That's a fucking head scratcher, bro.
Yeah, so many things. I found some more shit on the invisible light. So it says, I don't know who wrote this. You'll find repeated references to something called the invisible light in the Elisa Lam conspiracy threads. It's meant to be a top secret program about cloaking soldiers. According to these people, Google Maps, at least for a while, listed a company by that name, based at the Cecil Hotel. And this company, according to theorists, was working on a cloaking technology. A real person whose name I won't drag into this was reported to have worked for ILA, Invisible Light Agency, before moving on to an actual military contractor, Raytheon. Users linked to his actual LinkedIn profile, which mentions Raytheon, but not Invisible Light Agency, because it's a secret. I was consistently surprised by the volume of discussion about the possibility of supernatural involvement in Lamb's case, that at least that idea is undergirded by religion. Much of the validation for the cloaking and mind control theorizing, on the other hand, can be traced back to a single tweet that Elisa Lamb sent on January 13th, shortly before embarking on her vacation. I want to know what that tweet said.
Yeah, there's nowhere to find that.
I don't know. I'm looking right now, man. Elisa's...
like the Wayback Machine or archive.org or something like that.
Yeah, I want to know what that says, man. No, I can't find. Found something on Reddit here. Elisa Lamb sends a tweet on the 13th with an article in the Huffington Post about a Canadian company that is going to get support from the Pentagon to develop a cloaking material to make soldiers invisible. But it does not have the actual tweet. Oh, no, that's nothing.
Watch that shit become declassified 10 years from now.
Right, man? Fuck that.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's... I mean, if you guys have not seen that video, I highly recommend it, man.
Yeah, it's definitely disturbing.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show, I think you would probably have to watch it to see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Foot and everything and freaking out.
Like, watch it along with us when Jay is talking about the timestamps and everything at 10 seconds and then 11 seconds.
Yeah, the door
man,
trying to close creepy. And the foot and,
Yeah, but like the more we got dove into this, like at first I watched the elevator video only, and I was like, man, that's like paranormal shit. But like the more we got into it, and I'm seeing like the actual lids to these things, I don't know if it would take a strong person to pop that lid open.
Yeah, especially that little square one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but now I know that when the guy found it, the whole thing was open.
The whole thing, okay.
Yeah, not just that that square.
Yeah, so. And those things got to be closed, because like I said, if that's a water tank that's going directly to the hotel, then it's probably capturing rainwater and putting it through a filtration system, I'd say.
Right.
So it has to be checked quite frequently.
Right.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking she was killed, man.
Yeah, I think it was somebody that worked there, you know, that had access to the alarms, to the elevator.
Yeah, because you can't, like I said, you gotta know things about, especially with alarms, you know, how to disable them.
And right, right.
This is a college girl. I don't know what she was going to college for, but I mean, why is she going to go through all that trouble just to get out on the roof and take a stroll? You know what I mean?
Yep.
It just doesn't seem plausible.
Okay, I can't find her actual tweet, but I did find the article that she you know, linked in her tweet.
Oh, okay.
And it was, you know, let me try to send this to you real quick. It was from the Huffington Post. So I mean, is anything legit right now? But I think they're kind of legit.
Yeah, maybe. They used to be.
They used to be, man. But yeah, here it's from December 11th of 2012. This article was written. And this is the article that she tweeted out.
Okay.
And yeah, the title is Quantum Stealth Invisibility Cloak from Canada's Hyperstealth Biotechnology Gets Pentagon Backing.
Yo, did you see the photo of this chick holding up that blanket?
Yeah, man.
What the hell? So what does it do? It actually bends light?
I don't know, man. That's fucking interesting.
Wow. Okay. Damn.
Oh, are you looking at... Did you click on the pictures?
Yeah, I'm looking at the photos.
Holy fuck, man.
Yo.
Dude, that chick is fucking half invisible.
Yeah, she became the wall.
Yeah, especially the second one with the trees. You can't fucking tell.
No, you're fucking... Wow, okay. So if they had this cloak covering themselves, forget about it.
Especially how grainy the video is?
Yeah.
Because you look at that third picture of the wall, you can tell that she's holding up something. You know, and the fourth one, the fifth one, you can tell there's a blanket there, you know?
Yeah, look at, but that chick in the prone position, right? If you couldn't see the face and they were just laying there in the prone position on the grass, your mind would not even think to make the connection. Oh, that doesn't look like a blanket. You know, that just looks like the grass.
Right. And 100%, even so, if that shit was pixelated way down to where you couldn't even fucking barely see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
Maybe that's why that video is such bad quality. Because maybe if it was good quality, if somebody examined it, you could tell, like in some of these pictures, we're looking for it.
Yeah.
But if that shit was, you know, pixelated way down, maybe wouldn't be able to even tell.
No, probably not, because the quality is so bad that mind is trying to make a connection to what's going on, and you're not looking for the things that you should be normally looking for.
Right, man. Fuck, look at that second one, dude, in the trees.
I know, man.
I mean, I don't... What I could understand if it's like you're almost wrapped in mirrors, you know, so it's going to reflect back. But that looks like it's fucking just blended right in exactly. How does that work, man?
The only discrepancy I can see right there is that near her feet, there's a shadow.
Yes, yeah.
Where the blanket, where you could see like the blanket is.
Right.
And that doesn't look natural. But I mean, who's going to take the time to examine that when you're just walking by it?
Yeah, man. But I mean, it blends perfect. How do you get something on the front of you to match what's in the background?
Oh, because it's like in the movie The Predator, where it adjusts, like the camouflage cloaking mechanism. It doesn't actually make the predator invisible. It bends the light around it, so it's kind of... I don't know how that thing works. I just know it bends light in a certain way to the human perception where it looks like it blends in with everything else.
Fuck, it's almost like a puzzle. Like, I could put this puzzle together and I'm just going to cover her. That's insane. If this article is fucking real, holy Jesus, man.
Yeah. As news spreads of an invisible Canadian army which can move without detection, the psychological effect on the enemy is devastating. They never know when or even if the invisible army has them targeted or surrounded. How can you hit a target you can't see? How do you defend from the invisible?
Great, man.
That's crazy.
And yeah, this was what, 2012 that was?
Let me see.
The article?
Yep, 2012. And then it was updated on the 19th of December in 2012. And like that connection you made about the tuberculosis test, man, that's still mind-blowing right there.
Yeah, there's so many fucking things with this case, and it's still unsolved, you know? I mean, I know that they, I think they wrote it off as a suicide. And, fuck, man. Something even... weirder too, man. I forgot to mention, I'll just try to throw this in here real quick. I know we're running long. I don't know how long you want to go with this, but page 15 of her autopsy report states on June 15th 2013, you know, they have natural and then they have accident. And okay, so on June 15th the box accident was X'd off, like it was an accidental death. On June 18th, 3 days later, it could not be determined that the box was X'd. Sometime later, a line was put through the box and the word error was written. This is on page 15 of our autopsy report. Like, they marked it an accident. 3 days later, they put a line through the box that was checked, and wrote Error.
Did they perform two autopsies then?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, they went back 3 days later and, oh, maybe it wasn't an accident.
I guess we made a mistake. It was a suicide, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's so much shit that just don't add up.
Yeah, man. This is a crazy case. This one's always interested me, man. Like I said, this was the third episode I did, man. I couldn't wait to get on this one. It was...
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about it, so I'm glad you came on because... You know, like I said, I heard your episode, and then I heard the ATT Boys episode too, and I was like, damn, this is some shit I would definitely like to discuss. You know, yeah, even if we don't come to any conclusion, just to revisit it and, you know, to try to postulate on what's going on, what's happening.
Yeah, 100%, man. Get the theories out there and, you know, let people marinate on that. You know.
Yeah, for real. With that, I think we're gonna wrap shit up, get the hell out of here. Why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Oh, thanks, man. Conspiracy Cafe. You can find me anywhere you listen to podcasts. Instagram, Conspiracy Cafe Pod. Facebook page, Conspiracy Cafe Podcast. Email, conspiracycafepod@gmail.com. And that's it, man. Appreciate the plugs. Thank you.
You are just all over the matrix, man. You're jacked in.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, I see. If I could remember half the, like, I don't even remember the Inhuman Experience Facebook page. I'd have to look that up. But anyway, yeah, you could find us on Pod Inhuman on Twitter and IEX_pod on Instagram. Damn, it took me a minute to think of that one. But yeah, definitely. And look up Inhuman EX Podcast on Patreon. Definitely subscribe. It helps the show out, helps us out. But if you want to help out in a non-monetary way, please consider leaving a 5-star review on the show. It helps us not only improve the show so that it's better for you to listen, but also improve in the rankings as well. So, you know, if you want your review read on air and give us a shout out, then yeah, leave that review, man. Just takes a couple of minutes.
Absolutely, man. And it does. You're right. It helps so much.
All right. So thank you again, Jay. And we will see all of y'all next week.
Always a pleasure, brother. Later, guys.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.